Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good morning or good evening, everybody. Pastor Kenny Powers. Glad to be in here with you this evening. So we'll start off with a song here. Shall We Gather at the River? Praise God. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for this evening and for your word, Father. It gives us so much comfort and wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Father, that we know where to go. We know how we are supposed to behave and what we're supposed to do, Father. Just bless your servant with your words this evening that your people need to hear. And we ask this to be done in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Praise God. So we'll do communion tonight. So give me a second here. We'll get straightened here. Getting YouTube started. All right, good evening, everybody. Pastor Kenny Powers, glad to be in here with you. Forgot to get YouTube started here. So we'll start off here this evening. I already opened with prayer. We're going to have communion. So open your Bibles there. Or if you can take it, get you an oyster cracker, right? And, you know, some grape juice. So, go ahead and open up your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and we'll pick up here in verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, our bread, that's your cracker, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. So take your cracker. Okay. Verse 25. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, "This cup is a new testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Drink your grape juice. Verse 26. "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged." All right. We're going to pick back up here in Galatians chapter 5. So I'll give you a minute to get there. Galatians chapter 5. My apologies for getting YouTube started a little bit late. All right, we'll pick up here in verse 1. I don't know how far the Lord will let me get tonight. There's 26 verses, a lot to cover. All right, verse 1. "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you whatsoever. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? Persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. I would they were even cut off which trouble you. For, brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. All right. Thank you, Father, for this reading. And Father, just continue to bless your servant with your spirit and bring forth from this message of Galatians chapter 5 tonight, Father, that which you want us all to know and hear and understand. And we ask this in Jesus' name. All right. Praise God. We'll get back here to the top. Galatians 5 says here, I stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made me or made us free, and not be not, old English here, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So that says a lot right there. So what does it mean to stand fast? Let's look at that. I've heard that. So what does stand fast mean? Let's look at that real quick. Probably going to look up stand fast meaning. To firmly remain in the same position or keep the same opinion. Okay? So I've heard it used in military, you know, movies and stuff. Or to stand your ground, to hold your ground. So stand still. So stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. So freedom, really the only freedom we have is in Christ. Right? As much as America is the most free country for now, I don't know the way our country is going now because of the churches and the false teaching that goes on, right? We're not going to keep it. But we have spiritual freedom. What I mean by that is the ability to make heaven our home. So, yeah, that spiritual freedom that we all need. So Jesus makes us free. Becoming a born-again child of the living God, fulfilling that plan of salvation, and walking in newness of life, right? His blood, we are covered in his blood, and we fulfill that plan of salvation, right? That's what makes us free. Jesus makes us free. So that's liberty. So the thing is, I was teaching this morning, you know, some people that accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, right, are not holy. They fulfill the plan of salvation, but they do not walk in holiness. So we are to be holy as Jesus is, be holy as I am holy, right? He tells us here in verse 1, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. See, it's slavery. Like a lot of things free, right? We see that word free, free this, free that, free the next thing. Yeah, there's nothing free in this life. You know that, right? Right? If it's free, then you're the product. Right? They're selling you. Or they're owning you. So this is the thing that we need to focus on with our walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, right? Do we understand what true freedom and liberty is and where it comes from? So stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. We can't go back. It's a one-way trip for us. And this is a problem. We have too many people, but, right, they don't want to walk that walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. They claim to be Christian when they're not. And we have people that are not called by God, teaching God's word. So as I spoke this morning about it, they're not truth. They have no truth in them, but pretend to teach truth. Right? You can't pretend to be something you're not. That's not going to work. All right, verse 2. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. Benefit you nothing. It's not enough. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor under obligation to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. See, in Hebrews, we understand that right, the blood of bulls and goats did not take away sin. They had to fulfill the law, but Jesus fulfilled the law. Amen? So we don't have to live under the law. So you can't do both. Right, you have to pick one or the other. But to walk in newness of life, right, with that Holy Spirit within us is liberty and freedom from sin, even if a man is in chains, right, or you know, in prison. You can be have spiritual freedom from sin. Verse 5, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. See, Jesus healed those that believed. See, your faith has healed you. Right? How many times did he tell us that in the scripture? So, faith moves mountains, but you have to believe. You can't just go through motions, and I think that's what some people do. It's kind of like following the law. When they fulfill that plan of salvation, right, they get baptized. They say, yes, I'm forgiven, and you know what I mean, forgive me, and do the physical part of it, and then do nothing. So you can't live holy if you don't, you don't believe. We must be holy. And it takes constant growth and constant development because we are children, see? And we need that growth. So we have to do it the right way, but we have to come to him with an open heart, an honest heart, right? It's not the law. You don't just show up as I did when I was a young man for church on Sunday and, you know, I'm going to heaven, right? See the movie. You told the truth and he said, that's it. I'm going to heaven, right? It's part of it. You got to be baptized. You have to speak honestly. But it's a work, right? We have works because we have faith, right? For we through, verse 5, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Faith makes us righteous, right? We're not righteous because we say we are. Because I go to the community church here in town does not make me righteous. Does not mean I have faith. I mean, I didn't believe in God and went to church every Sunday. A lot of believers do, or unbelievers. A lot more heathen went to church when I was a young man than they do today. Now we got heathen in the pulpit. Women in the pulpit, homosexuals in the pulpit, unbelievers in the pulpit, two or three or four living wives in the pulpit. Men, God never called a woman to teach God's word. But men that are not called by God to teach are teaching. And not only that, they're sending missionaries abroad to teach unbelief as belief. That doesn't work. And not only, it's destroying the church has not done its job. That's why America's collapsing. And indeed, why the world is collapsing. Thank God for the pockets of church or righteous people like our ministry and those around the world. Right? We're not going to be on, you know, nationwide, worldwide TV 24 hours a day. But God is bigger than the enemy. Greater he that's in us than he that is in the world. Amen. So, verse 6, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. And see, that's a thing a lot of us struggle with. We see so much evil going on and we are angry. We want that change. But if I wasn't loved, right, I wasn't shown what love is, right, I wouldn't be here today. It was all just abuse and lies and double-mindedness. I wouldn't be here. I mean, I was already a liar and a hypocrite and, right, double-minded. I mean, why go to church, right? So there has to be something more to this Christian life, right, than what a lot of these preachers, so-called false teachers out here, right, are portraying. There's no truth in them. They don't believe. And that's why we're not seeing what we read about in God's word happening in our communities, right? They're too afraid of losing their freedom, their family, their job, their life. Too afraid to stand on their faith. See, that's the thing. But faith which worketh by love is what matters, not circumcision or uncircumcision. 7, ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? And there are people who hinder us. Right there. Want to prevent you and I, especially starting with our families, that do not want us to hear God's word. Right? They don't want us to be changed. They want us to go to the XYZ church that they've all been going to for generations, for hundreds of years. And right? They don't like change. But if we do not change on a regular basis, right, with our walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, if we don't change and be transformed by the renewing of our mind, right? We're not going to make heaven our home. We can't be holy. How are you going to be holy if you're not transformed? And I hate to say it, this transformation thing, right? It brings about change. And I don't know about you. I really don't like change. At least I'm honest with you, right? Change is not always comfortable, but it is necessary for our growth and our walk with God so that we can serve. You know, sometimes we forget that we're servants, not masters, that we must serve him. Sometimes we forget that, why we're here. This is why we also need to study the Bible. So what are we here for? Who are we serving? What should we be doing? All right, so who should tell you to not obey the truth? This persuasion is deceptive, right? Cometh not of him that calleth you. So it comes from Satan and his demonic army. Okay? 9, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Right, so basically wrong doctrine. And this is the problem that we have today. People not called by God aren't going to teach something they don't believe in. So in other words, the apostles' doctrine, which, you know, they don't believe in, is not taught. So the transformation of the people is not happy. This is why America is getting worse by the minute. I mean, things that I can't explain and I don't understand how we can get to this place we're at today Yeah, we're there. Here in America. And I was speaking this morning, you know, when America goes down, freedom goes down, who are you going to call for help? Where are you going to go? There won't be a safe place on the planet to go to. But we are living in the end times. Now, I'm praying for a revival here in America. But right, you and I need to walk in newness of life ourselves in private. Yes, in front of others, but also in private. Do we pray? Do we believe? Do we love others? Do we care? So these things we need to understand and nail down, that we can walk in newness of life. So a little leaven, a wrong doctrine can destroy everything. And when you have people not called by God teaching God, that don't work. I mean, I can't get on YouTube here like tonight where I'm at, or Blog Talk Radio, and talk about nuclear fission. I don't know anything about it. I mean, you know, the fake and fraud thing can work for a while, but after, you know what I mean, you need something. You got to know what you're doing. So what they're doing is they're selling God. Right, just send me millions of dollars because I need to buy a jet. Send me $50, God will give you what you want. So these preachers need to close down their ministry, right, and get a job. That's my opinion. Right, they're damaging their community, and that's what they're doing. These fake fraud churches out here, they're the enemy of the community everywhere on earth. That's a fact. I mean, there's no nice way to, I can't water that down. They're destroying freedom and liberty in your community right now. Verse 10, I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. So in other words, you know, don't be double-minded. So I believe in you through the Lord Jesus Christ. Right? Don't be double-minded. Stand firm on your faith. And those that are leading you astray, right, going to bear their judgment. They reap what they sow. So, verse 11, and I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense or the stumbling block of the cross, you know, removed. I would they were even cut off which trouble you. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion or an opportunity, right, for the flesh, but by love serve one another. We have to love one another. We can't use our freedom to take what we want from people because we call ourselves Christian, like some of these preachers selling God. You know, they wear a nice suit, drive a nice car, live in a nice house, right? They're using people. So you can't take what you want from it, and you can't having sex with, you know, members of the congregation. So you can't use, let's go over that again. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. So spiritual freedom, you've been free from the sin, the effects of sin. It's taken away from you. You can't, right, use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. Don't serve the flesh. You serve one another. We serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We love other people. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen. That's under the law, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So who's your neighbor? You may say, well, Pastor, my neighbor is is a horrible person. Aren't you a horrible person? Okay, then. So you turn from your sin, you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. So you have to love other people. They need to know that this Christian Jesus God thing is something they want to become, that you can live your life without sin. They need to know what Jesus is about. So you're it. So this is serving other people, serving one another, right, within the church, but also going out as sheep amongst wolves. Right? We are an example. We should be an example of what righteousness is. So other people are going to want it. Yeah, if it's not something that, that's the thing. We must put the truth in there. We must walk in the truth, because otherwise nobody's going to want what we have. Because like I said earlier, I was a hypocrite and a liar, and right, and broke the Ten Commandments. You did too. And, you know, why go to church? Why accept Jesus Christ when you can be double-minded and live like I used to anyway? That's the thing. You got too many people pretending to be something they're not, and they're not fooling anybody. That don't work. So we got to love our neighbor as ourselves. Verse 15, but if you bite or fight and devour one another, take heed that ye be not destroyed or consumed one of another. This I say, then walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now you got to walk in the Spirit. So it's something you actively, like, when you go for a walk, it's something you're doing. Yeah, there's no mobile application for walking, okay? You actually have to get up, and you have to do the work to put one foot in front of the other. So this thing with God, walk in the Spirit. We have to put this word inside of us so we know what to do, what to say, where to go. The Holy Spirit can remind you, but you got to know it. You got to study it on a regular basis. Otherwise, it's like an empty hard drive for a computer. There's nothing there. And you can be told what to do and not pay attention. And not know what to do and be lost and confused. So we need to walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not. Shall not. So if you're walking in the Spirit, you will not. That's what ye shall not means. And you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So I guess it comes down to, how do we walk in the Spirit? What's that mean, Pastor? All right, well, what that means is we read the Bible. Okay, you don't commit adultery. Okay, well, what does that mean? You find out it means a whole lot of stuff. Looking at women all the time with lust in your eyes. Doesn't that to me fit? It can be porn. It can be, you know what I mean? Lying. The other Ten Commandments. Start with that. Exodus chapter 20. Do you bear false witness? You need to understand that you need to walk in the Spirit. And you constantly are growing. You're realizing you've been not right all the way alone. Remember that God is angry with the unrighteous every day. You don't want God angry with you, and then you're asking him for things. It's not going to work. So we got to stay pure. We have to stay holy. So we need to walk in the Spirit. Otherwise, right, we're going to have problems. We're going to be like those people that you and I don't like because we know they're not right. We know they're not obeying God's word. We've got to be careful we don't become the man we don't like in other people. So we need to walk in the Spirit. 17, for the flesh lust against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary or in opposition, right? The one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. So the flesh is going to want what it wants. It wants me to eat until I am 600 pounds. I'm diabetic. It wants me to keep feeding it sugar all day, right, till I drop dead. That's what the flesh is going to want. It wants adultery. It wants, right, it wants what is evil. But if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest. Well, what does manifest mean? Evident. Righteous people aren't going to be doing a bunch of this stuff. Murders and envyings and stuff like this. So I'll try to get down through this list. I'm going to try to get through the rest of this chapter, if the Lord will. So, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, adultery, okay, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, you know, wild sexual abandon, which we see going on. I mean, we're turning on the TV, there's transsexuals, men pretending to be women on TV. Idolatry. And you can make anything an idol. It can be a person. It can be a truck or a car. It can be a television program. You can worship anything in this life. Which is exactly what Satan wants you and I to do. He wants us worshiping anything but Jesus Christ. So, idolatry. Now, these are works of the flesh. So I know I'm somewhere out there, I'm stepping on your toes. So, sorry, that's my ice maker. So idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, discord, divisions, you know, trying to divide people, which is going on all the time. This racial nonsense that we see going on, black versus white, gay versus straight, and I don't know, cats versus dogs. I mean, just every way to divide us, every way possible, yeah, it's the work of the flesh, what the enemy wants us doing. I forgot. So, you know, which variants, emulations up there, discord, yeah, strife, seditions, dissensions. So we have a lot of sedition in our government. Going on right now in America, in our country. We're being invaded. The invasion is allowed to continue. And, you know, unless there is an uprising, you know, among the righteous people here in America, starting a revival, right, freedom is done. And that's on us. So we have a lot of seditions, heresies. Got a lot of heresies in the pulpit and coming out of the pulpit today. I'd say probably over 90% of the churches today are the enemy of the mankind. I pray I'm wrong. I wish I was. The more you study God's word, the more you see what's been falsely taught, not only to yourself, but actively being taught over here on the TV set. Every hour of every day. envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things, now pay attention, people, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You can't go to heaven doing this stuff. Satan knows that. He knows this word better than all people put together. He's an angel of God. Was. When Jesus was up on the top of the mount, on top of the temple, Jesus was, Satan was using Jesus' own words against him to tempt him. Now, what do you think he's going to use against you? If he do that to Jesus, who created him, right? He's God in the flesh. And what do you think he's going to do to you? What is he going to use on you? Remember back where Eve was there, you know, is that really what God said? So if you don't know what God said, you don't know his word, how are you going to make heaven your home if you can't discern? So you understand these people won't make heaven their home. That do these, have these behaviors. So we got too much of this right in our pulpit. People behaving like that. Let alone government and other, you know, I drive a truck in the trucking industry or, you know, the auto parts industry, wherever it is, right? We have too many people not on their way to heaven in positions of power. That's bad. That was very bad. So, 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. The passions and the strong desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So that's the thing. Are you claiming to be something you're not, like other people that you don't like? Yeah, that's not going to work. Hope everybody knows that. So we have to walk in newness of life. We have to fulfill that plan of salvation. And we have to walk in the Spirit. We do that when we have that Holy Spirit inside of us and we're obeying the Spirit. We're reading the Bible, but we're also being led by the Spirit. Amen. Let us not be desirous of vain glory. So what is vain glory? That's boasting, empty. There's no glory, right? It's empty. Or, you know, kids today, we would call it a nothing burger, right? It's two pieces of bread and no meat. You know, provoking one another, envying one another. Let's not do that. Let's not do those things. But walk in the Spirit. We live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So this is a work that God has ordained for us, that we make heaven our home. See, we want to inherit the kingdom of heaven. We don't want to be on the bad boy list here of the people that are not going to make heaven their home. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for this evening service and for your word, Father. It gives us so much knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, Father, as to how we should be living, and the people that are not going to make heaven their home because they refuse to turn from their sin. Father, keep us healthy and strong, Father, in your word. And Father, bless our small little outreach that we have in our small church, Father. And if it be your will, that we have a building of our own. Let your will be done, Father. We serve you. We are servants, not you are the master. And Father, I pray this message on YouTube and Blog Talk Radio and for myself with TikTok, you know, we'll go where it is that you would have it to go, Father. Father, Pastor Tony, keep him healthy. He's been bound to his house for many months, been sick, on oxygen. Satan's trying to destroy him, Father, and his wife. He's doing everything to divide him and her. Punish him, Father. Bless your servant. Heal his wife, Elizabeth, Father. Bring her home. Bring her, heal her mind. Father, Pastor Dennis, keep him healthy and in your word and in your truth. And the enemy's attacks on him and his family, Father, they need to stop. Father, those fiery arrows, they need to go away. Your servant is strong with the Lord. Just continue to bless him and his faith, according to his faith in you, Father. And myself, Father, I pray for healing for diabetes. A lot of divisions and hate and anger in my family. The enemy's trying to destroy me as well. To keep me out of the word, to divide me, to bankrupt me, Father. Father, just continue to bless me according to my faith in you, Father. That you continue to lead us, all three of us, in this ministry where you would have it to go, what you would have us to say and what you would have us to do, Father. And we pray for America, Father. The enemy's doing everything possible to divide, dissent, so much this wrath and hatred, strife, seditions, Father, these murders, revelings, divisions, uncleanness, all these things that are going on in our country on television every day, children can see. Father, we need this revival in our country, Father. Our churches are born-again believers. Let's stand up and say, that's enough. And Father, just continue to heal our land. There are more than 10 righteous people, Father, in our land. Father, let us get just a few more. Just a few more people to accept your son Jesus as their Savior, Father. Fulfill that plan of salvation. We are calling this done in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. God bless you all. You have a good night. And good Lord willing, we'll be back in here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern with Pastor KD Tony. All right, God bless y'all. Bye-bye.